Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hei Kyong Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
The future is looking brighter for young people with dreams of attending college thanks to a group of blinded veterans. For over 30 years, the Blinded Veterans Association has offered scholarships to dependent children, grandchildren, and spouses of blinded veterans and others. One recipient, Callie Santos, said, "My wonderful experience and personal growth at Florida Southern College would not have happened if it had not been for the support, generosity, and financial assistance through the Blinded Veterans Association Scholarship Fund." To learn more, visit bva.org.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are live from Orlando, Florida, and today we're doing something we've never done before. We are in our home. This is a live show, but we're doing it from our home. Lynn's in one part of the house, and I'm in the other part of the house. David's in his home. Chris Shaw is in the studio, though. Chris Shaw is there. David, you there?
I'm right here.
That's David Hildebrand, our co-host. He's in his home. Lynn Golder, our other co-host, is in our home. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. And for those folks that maybe have been in Mars and don't realize what's going on, there's a, I hate to say it, a disease. It's more than, I don't know what it is. It's a corona.
It's a virus.
Flu, disease, a virus, whatever you want to call it. It's real. It's not a hoax. And it's causing a lot of problems. And for those folks who don't know, a lot of places like the state of New York, state of Washington, state of California, and Florida, you can't go out of your house, really. They don't want you to go to work. They don't want you to do too many things. Can't go to restaurants. And all I can say is hope you can call in and tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. I'd like to hear from you. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We wanted to do this show tonight, because last week we didn't do the show because Lynn wasn't feeling well and I wasn't feeling well. And Tuesday I'm going in for a major operation. I'm getting a new cornea, getting a transplant in my eye. So in case you don't know, I guess you would say I've had a blister in my eye because I had my cornea shot. That's what the doctor told me. And every 3 or 4 weeks I get a blister in my eye. And let me tell you something. I wish not my worst enemies, and people don't like me. I hope they never get this because it's terrible. It's horrible. It's a blister in your eye. And then what happens? It breaks off, goes a little pieces and scratches you. And let me just tell you something. The pain is beyond words. So it's supposed to, when the new cornea is supposed to stop the problem. Maybe I'll get a little vision back. Who knows? But the biggest problem is I want this blister to go away. And they said it will go away once I have the operation. So I'm looking forward to this transplant, believe it or not. It's going to be interesting.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, love to hear if you folks would like to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. David.
Yes, sir.
You there?
I'm right.
Let's
here,
hear from you, David. I'd like to hear from you, David. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, being a musician, all my gigs are canceled, so I'm staying close to home. And honestly, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't go. Even being totally blind, if you live alone, there is grocery delivery services that are very inexpensive, even Uber Eats. So you don't need to be going out getting food. Here in the state of Florida, we do have drive-through restaurants with drive-through. A few restaurants are allowing you to drive up and pick up an order, but aside from that, it's best to stay home. And of course, our friend from the low vision store, he's got the webinars and stuff going on. So really, it's a time that that some people can pick up a new skill, that can get a little closer to with their family. You know, it's a terrible thing, but if there is a way of finding a silver lining, it's worth trying, you know? It's worth trying rather than crying. That's what I say.
Hey, listen.
I'll listen to you.
We have another caller calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina on the phone line who wants to chime in with you. Our good friend, the one and only, Kevin.
Oh, we missed you, Kevin. We missed you, Kevin. We haven't heard from you in a while. Kevin, how you doing? Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, evening there, Lynn, Michael, David. Well,
we missed you, Kevin. Haven't heard from you from Greensboro, North Carolina. Haven't heard from you.
I was going to call a couple times, but you guys seem to be pretty busy.
We're not too busy for you, though.
That's never too busy for you, Kevin. Kevin, you're
our
pleasure.
Call, man.
Yeah. Well, a lot of places around here are closed, except, you know, the grocery stores and that. And, well, we're still open at IOB so far.
Are you?
Yeah.
I assume that they want everyone to stay a safe distance from each other anyway.
Yeah, we try to. Oh,
maybe I'll start making some masks.
What's that?
Maybe I'll start making some masks.
Actually, that might not be a bad idea. May not be a bad idea.
Because no one said anything about that yet.
Yeah, they should. The government's paying a lot of money for those masks.
Don't be surprised. It could happen at some point if they can get you guys retrofitted to produce some kind of mask. It would be good.
Yeah, I was at a grocery store yesterday, and yep, it was pretty empty.
Yeah, so it's just plain old rubbing alcohol.
You got enough toilet paper where you are, Tariq, in Greensboro?
Well, I think I got enough for a couple
there you
weeks.
Go.
No. I don't use
if you don't have a girl in the house, you're okay. But otherwise, you might
that's
go through more.
Yep, that's right. Oh, and
well thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in.
All that stuff. Yep,
we missed hearing from you. Later. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. But
good to hear your voice, bud.
All righty, let's go. We got
We
got another caller. We got a first time caller calling in all the way from the Long City of Altamont Springs, Florida. First time caller, the one and only Miss Pretty Little Lady, Daisy. Daisy, how you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to share.
I can't hear you. What's your name?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me now?
Hi, Daisy.
Just about.
Hi. I just wanted to share that this is not a hoax. My sister is actually a nurse practitioner at a big hospital in Boston. And one of her co-worker, who was a nurse, got tested positive. And
who knows
how many people were exposed to this. This is not a hoax. It is real. It's happening. People are being affected by it. And it's really not a joke. It's serious.
Nope. It's best to stay in
hell. Take it very seriously. Everybody should take it very seriously. It's no joke. You're right. And I want to thank you for... Have you been listening long to the show?
I think her name is Daisy.
Just a couple of months.
Just a couple of months? Okay.
Well, I'm glad you
called
in.
Well, keep on listening. I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much, Daisy.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay,
be well.
Be well, yes. Stay well.
You too.
Anybody else want to call in? Love to hear from all you folks out there. Why don't you give us a call, 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. Anywhere you are in this country, love to hear from you. Maybe you're out in Indiana or Midwest. Maybe you want to call in, tell you exist.
Michael, we'll be going to break in less than a minute, and then on the other side of the break, we'll have our guest caller from Second Sight.
Oh, Second Sight, fabulous, fabulous.
Very good.
All righty.
Sounds good. Well, don't touch that dial. We'll break, be back in just a minute.
Says David.
We'd love to hear all you folks out there. It'd be nice to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. Please call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we are live from Orlando, Florida today. And Lynn and I are home doing the show. First time ever we did this. So Lynn is in one end of the house. I'm in the other end of the house. David's on the line. David Hildebrand, he's in his house. So, and we got Chris Shaw in the studio.
Yes, sir. Don't tell anybody.
And I hope you're all listening. Chris, David, you there?
Yeah, we're one big happy family. We're just all spread out is all.
Hey, Chris stepped out for a minute, but Chris will be right back.
Exactly. We're doing our social distancing.
But we do have our guest caller on the phone line. That's what Chris told me to tell you. So I don't – Chris coming in.
Did okay.
I tell you not to get on the phone? What you doing?
I will introduce her.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. This Chris
is
in here playing.
Is that my cue, Chris?
Yeah.
That's your cue.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Well, we'd like to welcome for the first time on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Angel Fazio. And Angel is another artificial vision rehabilitation manager. Actually, she's in charge of the South region of the country for Second Sight. Well, hello, Angel. Welcome back. Welcome. I was going to say welcome back.
Hi, Angel.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
glad
welcome.
To have you with us.
And we're so happy to be partners with Second Sight and Angel. We'd love to hear from you, Angel. Tell us, please, more about Second Sight.
What do you want to know about the cortical?
We'd like to hear everything you can tell us about Second Sight.
How did you get involved with Second Sight, and what is it that you do there?
Okay, that's an easy starting point. So I was working at a VA hospital in Connecticut as their outpatient specialist when I got recruited by Second Sight to come work for them. That was a little over 3 years ago. What I do for them...
What part of Connecticut, Angel?
The hospital was in West Haven. I was living in New Haven, but I was covering the entire state for outpatient services.
Okay. Here's why I asked that question. My family's from New London, Connecticut.
Oh, I've been through there once or twice.
You ever go to Ocean Beach Park?
Pardon?
Have you ever been to Ocean Beach Park?
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. So tell us more about
Well, we could talk about Connecticut if you'd like. No, so what I do for Second Sight is my title is Artificial Vision Rehab Manager. And basically I was hired because I have a background in blind rehab. I am a certified orientation mobility specialist and a certified vision rehab therapist. And they wanted someone with that expertise and someone who understood blindness in general to come in and start working with the artificial vision patients around the country, because what they were attempting to do didn't seem to be working. And what it was is they were doing more in-clinic therapy than home-based therapy. And so what I do is, after calling them and figuring out what are their goals, why do they want artificial vision, why do they want an implantable device to have this perception of light that you get with their artificial vision to help you navigate your environment a little bit better, what it is that they would like to do with it. We do the basic training because you have to look through a camera, which you have to look around the environment more than you would think with your whole head than moving your eyes. And then once we get those basic skills down, it's really just a matter of finding out what that person wanted it for. What do they want to do with this artificial vision? And it could just be 1 to 5 things, nothing crazy. And also letting them know that there's no judgment, whatever you want to use it for. Case in point, I showed up to a gentleman's house in New York, and he wanted to use his artificial vision so he could spot his beer on the bar when he hung out with his friends, because they always moved it on him and he didn't like it. So I show up, and at 1 p.m. on like a Wednesday, I take this guy to a bar to help him use his artificial vision to locate where his beverage is on the bar so that he can find it.
That's important.
It is important. So whatever they want to use it for. So I've had different requests. I've had, you know, they want to use it to help cross streets or sort things in their house. The big factor for one particular woman is she wanted to sort her jewelry. And silver gives off a certain reflection with the artificial vision versus gold. And so with that, she could tell which necklace was silver versus gold, even though she couldn't see the details of it. She was also able to spot her, and lighting and contrast play a huge role in this. So her husband was sitting across the house. They had a black couch. Her husband, you know, head full of gray, white hair. And she looks over and she can see the difference between his hair and the couch. And she was so funny. She goes, is that my husband? And I said, well, yeah. She goes, that bleep fell asleep again, didn't he? Like, she was like swearing that he'd fallen asleep on the couch again. It was so funny.
So these are people that have all had the surgery, the implant.
Correct. These are the people who've had the retinal implant.
Right.
Yeah. So we're using 20 years of experience with the retinal implant to forge the space for the cortical implant. Currently, the main difference between the cortical implant, which is the Orion, and the retinal implant, which is the Argus, is basically where it's implanted. The Argus is implanted on the retina, and the Orion is cortical. But currently, the vision and how they use it's the same. The difference lies in where the implant is placed.
Interesting. So then the orientation and mobility is very important, because people that didn't see well before, then they have to, it's like a new learning curve, right? You have to help them get adjusted.
Yes. And one thing to remember, too, is at this stage, it doesn't bring back, you know, natural sight. It doesn't bring you back to 20/20. So you need your cane skills or your guide dog skills in order to safely cross that street. The artificial vision will, it's like giving you visual clues and cues. So most patients can, clients, depending on what aspect I'm talking, and I get confused sometimes between talking to doctors, patients themselves, and other professionals in the field. So they can get up to the intersection and then use the artificial vision to pick up where the crosswalk lines are, so that for those individuals who have issues maintaining a straight line of travel, they can use the artificial vision to keep in line with the crosswalk and not veer out of that and make sure they get across the street.
But and you can teach them some great little tricks to really help those skills out.
I guess they can see shadows then, right? They can see shadows, right? Or no?
I don't know that I would call it shadows. So what happens is they see in the form of light, but you need good lighting out in the environment and contrast. So if, for example, I am a pasty white girl with blonde hair, so if I were to wear all something that blended in with my skin, there's no contrast. But if I put on a black shirt, that contrasts with my skin, and then you can pick up on the difference between my shirt and my arm, but you can't make out the details. So sometimes the clients will describe it as looking like a shadow or looking like an outline in the form of light, but it just depends on how they describe it and how they perceive it.
Still definitely something that can change their life, being able to notice these different things, for sure.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I try to be careful how I describe it, because one...
So if you wore a black and white blouse, they could see the contrast with your blouse, right, or no?
They would see the contrast, but let's say that black and white blouse is flowers, they wouldn't be able to tell that it's flowers.
Right. I understand that. I understand. Yeah, okay. I understand.
That's
well, I always say steps in blindness, because I know myself since I've been, well, I went from different steps since I've been, I first was visually impaired, then I went blind. Right now, I lost all my my steps. So I found that when you lose your sight, there's different steps. You have people that are visually impaired that they have, they can see a lot of things, but not 20/20. You have people that are totally blind, can see nothing, no light, no nothing. So in between, you have a lot of steps. In between, I went a lot of those steps. I went down. So the point is, you can go from no vision to some vision to a little more vision. So everybody's got, a lot of my brothers and sisters have different steps along the way. So you go from 0 to 10, and along the way you can still be vision impaired at 1, or you can go down to 10, whatever way you want to go. Right now, I went from most sight to no sight. And there's a lot of big differences in between, to say the least.
So, Angel, why don't you tell people in the last few minutes that we have, if anybody's even slightly interested, what would they do? Because this is a big change in their life to do this. So what would they do? How do they find out more information?
Yeah, so this is the only company trying to work towards something for profoundly blind, for that end stage when you go from all those steps and then it's all gone. I just wanted to make that point. But if you want more information, you just go to our website, www.secondsight.com, or you can call our customer service number to find out more information, and I can go ahead and give that to you if you'd like.
Please do.
Okay, yeah. So customer service is 818-833-5060. And right now...
It's also on our website. Is it not, Lynn? Isn't it our website? BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. It's on our website. Yes, go ahead.
Correct.
Angel.
So right now, the first trial for the Orion, for the cortical implant, that's closed, but you can call, you can email, or go to the website and find out what you can do if you're interested in being in the next phase of the trials for this. It's the Argus was FDA approved, and we're working on getting FDA approval for the Orion as well. It's in the early stages.
That sounds like a great new device for sure. It can really
it's definitely changing lives for people with vision impairments. And I even heard it as I was on hold for this call. It's kind of funny to hear our own advertisement. But yeah, so for the Orion, it's a wide range of causes. So with the Argus, it was just for retinitis pigmentosa. Yeah. But with the Orion, you can have an injury to the eye anatomy. You have diabetic retinopathy, optic nerve injury or disease, glaucoma. We're shooting for a wide range of vision impairments so that we can help more people across the board.
And when did you say the second trial, or you didn't say? I apologize because we're on so many different phones. Did you say that you had
No worries. We're all in quarantine, right? I did not. So I don't actually have that information on when the next phase will begin. But if you're interested in being part of that, definitely visit the website or call customer service and they can get you on a list if that's how you would like to proceed. But definitely if you just want to keep up with Second Sight and how things are going, you can go to the website. We keep up with our website. So far, the results of the first part of the study are posted on the website.
Terrific. Well, thank you, Angel. Thanks for joining us, and we wish
Thanks,
for you
Angel.
To be safe and healthy.
Be safe.
You
be
too.
Safe.
Stay safe. Yeah.
Thanks very much,
thank
Angel.
You. Thank you for thank sharing you. More about
Have
Second Sight.
We'll be talking more about pleasure. Second Sight.
Take care.
Thank you, Angel.
Have a good night. Thank you.
I know.
Hey, listen, folks. Second Sight is the way to go, really. If you would like to learn more about Second Sight, check with Second Sight, because it's a great, great organization. We love partnering with them. Second Sight is fantastic. Go to Second Sight. You can check them out on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. Check out Second Sight. It's wonderful.
Okay.
And by the way, to know about different steps, for those people that are vision impaired or blind, it's amazing the difference between, and I know I've been through most of those steps, but you have no vision to some vision to a little more vision. Amazing difference with those steps. It's amazing. I myself am fighting every little thing I can get. I'm going in Tuesday to get a new retina. I'm getting a cornea transplant. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm getting a cornea transplant.
We have to go to break, Michael.
Yes, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Try it. There you go.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Hawk. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beat baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We are back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If it sounds a little funny tonight, well, we're calling in from our home. Lynn's in one end of the house. I'm on the other end of the house. David's in his house. And Chris Shaw is in the radio station. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida, but we're all over Orlando. And we're calling in to the studio. I hope you can call in, and we'd like to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Right now, we want to go to trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680.
Out the window at the darkness, to boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Okay, so who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
That's an easy one.
Folks. What are you saying, David? What are you saying, David?
So that's an easy one there, man.
It is. Michael, you know what you didn't bring up yet? I'm sure you and what? David could but like when you went to Walmart yesterday and you didn't know if anybody was close to you, you're supposed to be 6 feet apart, and you just yelled out.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
that's
one true.
One way to do it, for sure.
What's that, Dave?
Hey, guys, how you guys doing? Chris, if you don't get off of that thing. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. Hey, I'm sorry about that. Listen, I just wanted to tell you guys that we got a call on the phone line. My man Sea Dog Cecil from all the way from Pensacola, Florida, who wanted to get in on this trivia. Sea Dog.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right.
So who is it? Who is it?
Cecil,
that's
a.k.a.
The one and only Kenny Rogers. The gambler,
I'm sorry, who's Rogers. Calling in?
Hey, it's Cecil, Lord Sea Dog in Pensacola.
Oh, Pensacola. Okay, Pensacola.
Yeah.
I didn't catch the name. Writing it down. Who is it, Chris?
It's Cecil. Lord Sea Dog.
Cecil. And who's singing the song?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers, you are right. May he rest in peace. He passed away, you know, today.
Yeah, he did. It was Friday night he passed
yesterday.
Away.
Yes. It was a couple of days
ago. Kenny Rogers, the great Kenny Rogers, yeah. Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Yes, you did.
Oh, Subway. All right. I can use that.
All right.
I have a question for you. Do you have up there, do you have Sonny's Barbecue up there in Pensacola?
Yes, we do. And I've been trying to get a Sonny's card for ages with this program.
Okay. Well, maybe we can send you
Sonny's
Barbecue. The great. I didn't know you had them up there in Pensacola.
Yes, we
do.
We
have
got
one
three
in
of
Pensacola
them here.
Up there?
Yes, we have one. Yes.
Okay, we'll send you a Sonny's Barbecue because if you got them up there in Pensacola, you had like a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, the only place to go for barbecue, Sonny's Barbecue.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, we'll send you a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Thank you.
How are things over there by you, Cecil?
Well, everything's closed. I'm wondering, though, about these drive-through places. What if you're not driving? What if you're walking? Can you walk up to the drive-through?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I would assume, as long as you don't go inside. As long as you don't go inside. Well, you can go inside, but you can't. Basically, you can go even walk inside to get the food to go out, but they just won't serve you in the dining room.
That's what they're advertising.
I was wondering about that. I noticed you folks are using the telephone. Are you guys familiar with Team Talk over with the VIP lounge? That's what we're using is Team Talk, and it sounds so good.
Yeah, that's definitely
but we have to call in the station.
Yeah, if some way you could do it, you could call in the team talk, you know, because we do the broadcasting all the time on my program. In fact, I did a program with Pam Francis over in Missouri, over in Kansas City, and it sounded like we were right there in the same room with each other.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Is that similar to Zoom?
It's, yeah, about similar to Zoom, but it's called Team Talk. And I use it, you know, through my station playlist.
Chris, is he saying C like cat or T-Talk?
He's saying
Team Talk.
Team, T-E-A-L. T-Talk?
We'll have to check it out. We'll check it out.
Check that out, man. You might be really surprised.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Hey,
well,
C-Dog,
right,
hold on one moment, C-Dog. Let me get some info from you, all right?
All right, go ahead. I'll hold on.
Right, go ahead and wash your hands.
All right, before you go any further, we got our good friend, the boss lady, the second boss lady on the phone line. I don't know no other way to say it, but she's the boss after Lynn. Our good friend right here from Orlando, Florida, Sheila. How you doing, boss lady?
I don't think I'm a boss lady, but... Lynn is absolutely the boss. Cecil, by the way, I would like to talk with you, so give me a call. Anyway, good evening, everybody. I hope everybody is staying safe and well. And I just want to let everybody know that we have many chats going on. And I am hosting one Wednesday night with a recipe swap. So if anyone wants to know about any of the calls that are going on through the week, they can call me, and I will be happy to give my phone number right now. It's 407-425-9200. We all need to be smart and be safe, but don't stay alone. So
it's for a good time, call 407.
No, Dave, don't be smart.
That's funny, Dave.
He is, but that is Dave, okay? So I would expect that from him. So, anyway. Sorry. The part of the show that I was able to catch was awesome. So thank you guys for doing what you did, because we need, the show may go on, okay? So
that's right. And I have to keep myself on mute most of the time, because Miss Green is panting in my ear here.
So y'all did a great job. So thank you.
Okay. Good night. Take care.
Thanks for calling, Sheila. Take care. Hey, David, if I did that, I would have got yelled at. It's a good thing you said something like that.
I know. So sorry. That was just totally uncalled for. And just what you would expect.
It was cute.
You see, what she said, she said, you're cute. And if I would have done it, I would have got yelled at.
Well, you know.
There you go.
It's all right. I'm enjoying the little extra room that, you know, I don't have to worry about that.
All right. Hey, what folks, else, Michael?
Well, I want to go back one thing. I told the people when I started the show today that we got a new sponsor, a new advertiser. I'm so honored to do it. We'll be talking more about it next week. But AARP is now with us. They'll be with us for a long time. AARP. A great organization. So if you're over 50 and you're a senior citizen and you don't belong, shame on you. You should belong to AARP.
Listen, I've been waiting so long for
More people to belong. AARP. What are you saying, David?
I've been waiting for so long for AA and the R and the P to come my way, but Chris stepped out for a moment, but we got a caller all the way from this city called beautiful Orlando. I think she said she go by the name of Sherry. Sherry? I think it's Sherry.
Hello.
Hey, Sherry, how you doing?
Oh, Sherry. Sherry's on the phone from Orlando. Yeah. Sherry.
I'm doing great. You guys are doing great all in your separate locations. It's a great show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
David, I love your song. I meant to let you know how much I liked it before, but it was great. I love your song about being foreign.
Well, when the show is archived, you can listen again.
I will.
It very much.
It is great. I just want to know that I'm thinking of y'all, and I want you to stay safe and be well. And Michael, best of luck with your surgery.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, he's a retina transplant, and I thought, hey, I could get one of those. So when you hear about those, you let me know. Good
right.
luck with the cornea. I hope everything goes great.
Thank you,
Sherry.
All right. Take care.
You too. Good
Bye,
night.
Sherry. Talk to you soon.
You know, I have to tell you, folks, people listening, I specifically asked the doctor. So someone died and gave me their eye, which is very nice, as an implant. So is it going to be from someone who died from the corona disease? Will I get that? I was afraid. I didn't want to catch what they had. He says, no, don't worry about it. It's all been tested out. Before you get your implant, it's all been tested. It's all been checked out. No problem. I said, well, thank you. I needed to know that. I want to feel comfortable that when something goes in my eye, my head, I don't have to worry about where it came from. Just don't worry about it.
Okay, Michael, we're going to break. We'll come back. We'll do the show
wrap-up. So listen, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back soon. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. So maybe
True.
You can call in. Talk to you. I don't hear the...
Here comes
there
the
you go.
Net.
Here we come. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Hartford. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 8th. Through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts. Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's towering symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Well, folks, hope you liked tonight's show.
I did.
And well, you did, David. I'm glad you did like it. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. And Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. It was very interesting.
I hope I didn't screw up too much tonight.
Yeah, let's thank Chris for helping put all this together.
Yeah. Yay.
I really appreciate it. I'm Chris Charles.
We can definitely sign you up for AARP.
All right.
Oh, okay, I got to go. Here's
all right,
Chris.
Michael.
So hey, I'm sorry about that. What happened?
I hope my operation will be okay. I'll see you next week. So I'm going in Tuesday to get my operation. I hope I'll be all right. And I'll be all right next week when we come on the air and talk to you.
Would you like to know what's happening next week, Michael? You're going to
be good.
What'd you say, David?
I can already tell you, you are going to be excellent.
Yeah, you are.
Well, thank you, David.
I already know. You're a resistant young fella from Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that's right. He's from Philly.
Right.
Okie dokie, everybody. So join us next week, same time. I can't say about same place. I have no idea yet. And we're going to have a special show with emphasis on employment. We're calling it Turn It Around in 2020. And the panel will include Kyle Johnson, CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida, Joshua Gould, CEO of Industries of the Blind, and Lori Staff, CEO of Keystone Association for the Blind. And also calling in will be Dr. Andy Rosenfarb from AccuVision. And Dr. Rosenfarb is a world-renowned acupuncture doctor specializing in vision restoration. So that's next Sunday, so I hope you join us. Michael, you joining us next Sunday?
I hope to God I'll be here. Yeah. And listen, folks, we'll have a great show for you next week. Hopefully I'll be there and talk to you. Stay well, everybody, and be well. Trying to be safe when you're outside the house. Be very safe.
Right. Thanks, everybody.
And we're going to do a little tribute to Kenny. Take care, David. Thank you. And we're going to play a little Kenny Rogers as a tribute
to Kenny Rogers.
Thanks, David, for joining us.
Good night, all. Good night, all. Stay well. God bless.
And I'm so glad I stayed right here.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I trusted who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so. But through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years, through all the good and bad, I know how much